Hello, Elizabeth. Brad Johnson here. So I'm going to go ahead and begin your one question email session. So sorry again for the delay. I just wasn't able to see the question before. I have been experiencing some email problems, so there may have just been some delays there. But anyways, thank you for providing it once again. All right, so you wrote, "Hello, Brad. My question is the same question I've asked tarot readers over and over with different results. I have been on disability for over 6 years. My family wants to find full-time employment, but the options offered to me have never seemed exciting. There has only been one position which seemed like fun, and I did not get it. So I have been blogging in hopes of earning money or writing slash doing art. However, these areas have only been a drain on my money. I have a part-time job at a library where I recently applied to work the night shift full-time. I am unsure if they will even interview me, and I am also unsure if I really want the job. After working at the library for 5 years, I find the line of business kind of boring. However, not that there are rumors that disabilities, Social Security, and Medicare are going to be cut. Perhaps it is more important for me to take a job that does not excite me. I do not know if I have negative emotions or negative definitions that make my job seem boring, and that I should try to find the enjoyment in traditional work. Now that you know the background, my question is whether I should continue to apply to jobs I do not want, or should I use my free time to attempt making money by following my excitement? Neither would be my answer." Now, the whole idea in that sense is it's not so much about where the money flows in that way of connecting to what is exciting to you. Now, it is true that yes, it is important to follow your excitement, but you have to find out what is preventing the aspect of you not being able to attract that aspect of excitement where there is a feeling of undeservedness. So really in that way, I can feel that through your energy, there is a love for art, there is a love for creativity, there is a love for writing as well. But it's being able to look into different avenues where you feel that just the raw perspective of your expression is attempting to fit the mold to what you would consider to be a career. It's not attempting to put your own feeling of intentional passion to fit inside a box and feel that this is what you need to settle with. So what you need to do is you need to make the world look at your own expression and ensure that the world fits with your expression, not that your expression fits with the world. That's really the most important part here. So I would say that if you really just enjoy doing writing, if you enjoy doing art, do it. Do the full expression of your art and do the full expression of your writing. As you feel that you are now doing that art and that writing, you'll now start to use something that, again, is one of the best ways for us to really get our name out there, and that can be the internet, right? So now you are just starting to, one spot at a time, working with sharing your art with everybody else, right? And being able to actually connect with other people who would also be able to share your art as well too. So it's not just through DeviantArt or through some Facebook group or anything like that. You're really making a statement. You're bringing yourself into, again, you're becoming the essence, and reality is now becoming the mold and fitting around your unique geometry of what it is that you prefer to do. So in the meantime, you may feel that you are still doing a transitional process between the library and your love for writing and for doing art. But the most important part is not feeling that what you need to do to make money out of it, right? The most important part is that you're immersed in the passion of it. I can only just speak from my example, because when I first started doing channeling and started doing psychic work, that is what I loved. I absolutely fell in love with it. And I said, I don't care if there needs to be some type of untraditional way to do this. I'm going to make this happen because I am going to bend my reality around me to making sure that the essence that I follow is going to be what allows me to be supported in doing what I do. And that's the whole idea. You basically have this burning flame of passion and enjoyment and excitement with everything that you're doing, with art, with writing, with blogging, etc. All of that truly excites you. Bend your reality around the essence, the flames that represent that excitement, and basically telling the universe, this is what I'm going to create. This is what I'm going to do. Now, because I love this so much, I will go to any particular avenue, option itself, to now making this into a living. So the passion comes first, the living comes second. So that's the most important part here, and I can understand why some readers will basically look at this, because they'll again look at it in traditional avenues, and I've become very unorthodox with that. And I look more at it into the idea that you are bending reality to making sure that your intentions are coming forward. So again, through the artwork that you created, see it as these beautiful masterpieces, as no doubt you will because they're your passion. Show it to everybody. Show it, look what I've been creating. Start writing and saying, look everybody, look what I have created. And just bringing it out in a beautiful, characteristic way that represents yourself. Something that stands out, and you're just making this incredible pulse. And this pulse is just radiating through the internet. It's radiating through the planet. And now, again, it creates that reflection effect. So talk to people as well. Show people, this is my art, this is what I'm doing. Wow, this is great. Can I buy a print of that? Can I buy the original design of it? And you'll start just magnificently producing this. The reason why there is setback is because we still don't feel that within our mind that we are worthy or deserving enough to actually make money off what we love to do. So it's basically attempting to dissolve that particular belief system by replacing that emotion of feeling that I can't do this, or I feel that I'm not worthy or valuable enough to do art that would sell, and replacing that and saying that this is the most incredible thing since sliced bread. I am just igniting myself, and I'm just bending my reality so that it becomes the box fitting inside my unique perspective, and allowing it to take it to different areas of being, and allowing it to fly. That's the most important part. So my idea in that sense is, from my own perspective, if you continue to apply to jobs, you're basically just going nowhere in that way. It's just going to continue to be upsets. It's going to cause more emotional barriers. It's going to cause something that you know you do not want to do. Basically, my own philosophy is, if you're not doing what you love, you're not living. Right? It is the most important thing of your entire life to do something that you love and to bend reality around it, not to feel that you need to fit it in reality's box and feeling that it is in charge of you. It's not. It's a prop. So that would be my advice to you, is continuing to, yes, absolutely follow your excitement, but put the passion first. And the money can come therefore second, as you know that this is what you want to do for a living, and you won't take no for an answer. You will bend your reality around to make sure that you do this 100%. That is your commitment, that is your passion, that is your fire, and you will follow it to the letter. Okay? I hope this has helped you. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. If you do have any other follow-up questions on this, we can always do another session down the road. Thank you so much. Take care. Talk soon. Namaste.